Good evening, and welcome to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio, 103.3 FM, WXOJLP in Northampton. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and tonight on the show we will be looking at bassist and composer Miroslav Yutus. He was a founding member of Weather Report and has collaborated with the likes of Chick Corea, Miles Davis, Herbie Mann, Jack DeJohnette, Roy Ayers, Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, John McLaughlin, and many more. We'll start things off with a song off of Weather Report's debut LP. The song's called Tears. Thank you all for joining us. Weather Report with their song Tears. Thanks for joining us. We'll be looking at the original bassist and co-founder of Weather Report, Miroslav Yutus, this hour. Mr. Yutus was born on December 6, 1947, in Prague. He began playing violin at age 6, was playing the piano by age 10, and began playing the bass when he was 14 years old. He studied for years at the Prague Conservatory before winning a scholarship to Berklee School of Music in Boston through a music competition in Vienna. His experience at Berklee was short-lived, as he told All About Jazz magazine years later, quote, "I came to Berklee School of Music and basically they were learning how to do the scales, which is what I learned when I was 6 years old. I didn't speak very much English, but I asked the director if he would be so kind as to move me up because it was just basically wasting my time. They said that they could not move me up, so I stopped going to school," end quote. Miroslav Yutus began practicing on his own and gigging with other musicians. Within the year, he moved to New York to be a part of the music scene there. In 1967, he was hired as a bass player for the Miles Davis group, sharing the stage at the Village Gate for a full week with Tony Williams, Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, and Miles Davis. Miroslav describes it as the most amazing musical experience he had had to that point. In 1968, he was featured on his first New York City recording, accompanying Roy Haynes for Chick Corea's Now He Sings, Now He Sobs.
Thank you.
Chick Corea with Matrix. Roy Haynes and Miroslav Vitus round out this 1968 trio. Miroslav Vitus told All About Jazz writer Fred Jung about how he met Chick Corea, saying, quote, "I actually met Chick Corea in New York. I was staying with a bass player friend. He let me stay with him because I was fresh out of Boston and had no place to stay. Chick Corea came to visit him because he had a piano and a drum set, so a lot of people would come by and play. I jammed with Chick at this apartment, and when Chick was getting ready to make a recording, he remembered that we had something going there, and he called me for the date. It was my first recording in New York, and I believe it was in 1968, end quote. Well, it was 1968, and the result of those sessions was the album Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. And here's another piece off that record. This track's called Windows. Just heard Chick Corea with Windows. That song is off his 1968 album, Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. Accompanying him on drums was Roy Haynes, and on bass, Miroslav Vitus. Just joining us, you're listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio 103.3 FM. I'll be here till 9 o'clock listening to and discussing the music of bassist Miroslav Vitus. Miroslav's career started rolling very quickly after playing with Miles Davis for a week in August of 1967. Began touring and recording as part of Stan Getz Band, and also with Herbie Mann, who you're hearing right now in the background. He almost teamed up with Miles Davis again in 1969, as Miroslav told music journalist Anil Parasod for in Interviews magazine, Quote, I finally did get to play with Miles once more just before the beginning of Weather Report. I was very happy about it. Miles had changed his music and was going into a period where he needed a bass player to play repetitive motifs, and I don't play that way. Miles wanted the role of the bass to be one specific thing. I wanted to focus on communication and composition. So it didn't work out. I was not the person he needed. I only played one concert. At that point, I said, I'm not going back to Stan Getz or Herbie Mann. It's time to get something together on my own. Weather Report would soon materialize, but not before Vitus released two albums as band leader. Just a month before his 22nd birthday, Miroslav led a cast including John McLaughlin, Herbie Hancock, Joe Henderson, and Jack DeJohnette through six of his original compositions for the album Infinite Search, released in 1969. The record also included a really great version of Eddie Harris's Freedom Jazz Dance, which we will hear momentarily. Thank you all for joining us. Miroslav Vitus with his performance of Freedom Jazz Dance, the Eddie Harris composition. Listening to Connecting the Notes, I'm your host Matthew Ray, and we're looking at Weather Report, co-founder and bassist Miroslav Vitus this hour. If you'd like to give us a call, feel free. The number here is 413-585-1033. The first incarnation of Weather Report included Miroslav on bass, Wayne Shorter on sax, who Miroslav played with briefly alongside Miles Davis, and Joe Zawinul on keyboards. Other instruments were played by a rotating cast of musicians, especially at the start, and the group was heavily influenced by Miles Davis's Bitches Brew, which Shorter and Zawinul both played on and wrote pieces for. So here is a track off their first LP. His song's called Umbrellas.
Thank you.
Umbrellas off Weather Report's 1971 debut. Weather Report found a drummer in Eric Gravatt and took their show on the road, always playing some improvised material during these shows. A live album and a second LP were released in 1972. Rolling Stone's Bob Palmer wrote about the group's live material, saying, quote, "What we have here is a group that has reorganized the role of the traditional rhythm section in an unusual way. Joe Zawinul uses his electric keyboards like a horn player. He rarely plays chords or fills, choosing instead to engage in a dialogue of equals with saxophonist Wayne Shorter. Miroslav Vitus uses his bass as a third voice in this ongoing conversation, which often leaves drummer Eric Gravatt to handle the rhythmic chores, a job he performs with style and grace." 1974, Miroslav Yakuse left Weather Report. The band was headed towards more funk-oriented music, and Miroslav and Joe Zawinul no longer saw eye to eye. There's still some bad blood between the two. As Miroslav told Anil Prasad on the subject of Weather Report, quote, "I enjoyed the beginning of it very much, but it turned into a little bit of a drag in the end because Joe Zawinul wanted to go in another direction. The band was seeking success and fame, and they basically changed their music to go a commercial way into a black funk thing. That's what happened. I didn't want to do that, so this is where we had to part," end quote. Miroslav added that he was not treated correctly on the business side of things and that Joe would always seek excessive credit for their work. Zawinul told Downbeat writer Ray Townsley, quote, "Miroslav does not have a bass player's mind. He no longer plays bass because of that. He's going to do some other kinds of things. He's writing a lot, and he made an instrument built with guitar and bass on two necks. I'm convinced he's going to come up with some very valuable stuff, but as far as working with the band and growing with this band, he couldn't provide us with that, unfortunately." Joe Zawinul also mentioned that Miroslav struggled playing a funk style of bass. Miroslav released his fourth solo effort in 1976, 2 years after leaving Weather Report. Ironically enough, it contains a lot of funk influenced bass lines, and Miroslav uses the two-necked guitar Zawinul had mentioned. He's joined on this record by Herbie Hancock, Jack DeJohnette, Cheryl Granger, and Weather Report collaborator percussionist Erto Moreira. The record's called Magical Shepherd, and here's the track Aim Your Eyes. We'll be right back. Miroslav Itus with Aim Your Eyes. Thanks for joining us here on Valley Free Radio. You're listening to Connecting the Notes. We're looking at Weather Report co-founder and bassist Miroslav Itus this hour. If you like what you're hearing, visit us online at connectingthenotes.com. There's a lot of older shows posted there you can listen to, as well as links to stories about the bands and artists we feature, and news and happenings here in the Valley. So Miroslav has left Weather Report. He was replaced by Alfonso Johnson on the band's fourth LP, who was later replaced by the well-known Jaco Pastorius. Miroslav continued to record his own work and collaborate with the likes of Jack DeJohnette, Chick Corea, Jan Garbarek, and Steve Kuhn. Here's a song from his 1977 album, Majesty Music. It's called Best Friends. We'll be right back. Miroslav Yutus with Best Friends. In the 90s, Miroslav took a nearly 8-year hiatus from playing and performing to pursue composing. He wanted to use sample orchestral sounds, but could not find any to his liking in the marketplace. So instead, he hired the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra to record the sounds for him. After dumping about $500,000 into this, he decided to release the samples that he captured to kind of recoup his expenses. So you can actually go out and buy the various CD-ROMs of Miroslav Symphonic Orchestra samples. They come in specific packages such as acoustic piano, woodwinds and brass, percussion and harp, that sort of thing. The project took 8 years, and he finally returned to performing in 2001 with a new album entitled Universal Syncopations. Accompanying him on this recording was Chick Corea, Wayne Bergeron, Jack DeJohnette, Jan Garabek, John McLaughlin, and Isaac Smith. The album is reminiscent of his first solo record, as it's more freeform and conversational in nature. Miroslav has told several interviewers that he kind of let the other musicians improvise on some, you know, vague notes, harmony, melody that he had written down. So without further ado, here is a track off that record. It's called Bamboo Forest. All right, just a few more interesting notes before we end the show tonight. Miroslav Vitus was an Olympic-caliber swimmer as he was on the international team before deciding to attend Berkeley in 1966. He also served as chairman of the jazz department at the New England Conservatory from 1984 to 1987. He's kind of sour about the whole education thing after dropping out of Berkeley. And he actually left New England Conservatory after an altercation with a student that the school didn't take his side on. So, he released an album this month, actually, called Remembering Weather Report, which contains a quintet performing pieces similar and inspired by Weather Report. So he's still very active. He's still around. So check him out. Thank you again for joining us. Check out our website, www.connectingthenotes.com. And stick around for Poison Ivy, the Mind. Those guys will be coming up in just a few minutes. Thank you.